An 8 DMH, mobile.
KC8,
ZSQ. Good morning, Toby. If you're wondering, the roads are very unfun this morning.
That's okay, I'm stuck at home. The vehicle is in the shop.
Oh, hey, that's convenient. Because I wouldn't want to drive right now. But wait, I am. So, yeah, it's snowing sideways here in Traverse. It's a good time.
Oh, yeah. Is the link down for 3-5? I haven't heard the guys from downstate on lately.
I had to turn it off. Somebody was trying to use it on DMR, and somebody kept keying it up from downstate, and it would kick him right off.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, it's just the future. I like listening to those guys down there, and I actually enjoy it. They actually have some intelligent conversations.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I have the other frequency, the 442.2875, and I might throw that on there instead when I get it in a home. I just haven't put it in a home yet.
Gotcha. Yeah, no, I like listening to them. You know, it beats what's going on in West Michigan Connect right now.
Evan, they've been droning on about the same thing for like 3 days straight.
Exactly. And all you hear is whine. And it beats me while I get rid of my fusion radio.
Yeah, meet me over on 3-5. You're getting pretty scratchy on this one.
Okay, I'm switching over.
And 9-K-O-P mobile.
And 9-K-O-P UIR, where you
at? Yeah, last station calling, not got people. Sheboygan, and that's about all I'm getting out of it.
Okay, well, I am in Gaylord, so either my address is that I'm not getting out. I'm getting to see. No problem. And I'm in Gaylord, actually. It's K-A-T-Y-S. Ryan here.
I can barely copy you, Ryan. I figured out who it is now. Yeah, I can barely copy. I don't know if you tried the 700 or the 19 out of Petoskey, but yeah, you're barely readable there, pal. 10-9 KOP mobile player.
That station out there, go ahead. KC8 Seaman Field.
Copy that. Yeah, we're out here driving around by Lance, and you got a good copy on me?
Oh, just a little bit scratchy, but you're readable up here in Mile, Michigan. Go ahead.
Yeah, 10-4. I don't know what the deal is. The Sheboygan repeater must not be receiving that well today, or something's gone south on my mobile here, so I'm not too far from the repeater site, so it should be a full quiet signal, but I'm getting full signal on it since Gaylord, but Cameron got on there and said I was unreadable, so I don't know what the deal is.
The antenna is damaged.
Oh, all right, there you go. Oh, it's still transmitting very well.
I'm in Ludington. I still have very good coverage, so I can't hear what you're saying.
Roger, Roger. I was just seeing if there's anybody out there up on the roads up here. It's getting pretty nasty. Heavy, heavy snow bands coming across here. I'm just about to Pelston. K-8-D-Y-S, stand by.
Well, 32 and 489 at that big hill just north of Lewiston is closed down. They got a semi truck, another truck, and a car, and they got it shut down for a while until they get that semi out of there. KCMQ.
Where was that at? Lewiston, over by 32?
No, that's correct. 491 and 32, that big hill. Must have been a semi coming down the hill and lost the control. Nobody was hurt, but they got it closed down until they get it out.
Copy, copy, copy. Thanks for the update there. Any little bit of help. All right, I'm going to continue paying attention here. I'm coming up to my stern in a little bit here, and yeah, it just keeps getting heavier and heavier as I go north, so... K-8-D-Y-S,
I'll be
standby, listen.
Well, it is a National Weather Service put out a bulletin later on Wednesday night, or Wednesday, anywhere from 5 to 7 inches of snow all the way across the lower part of Michigan. I don't think we're going to get hit with that one, but they're putting things all the way out, all the way across here, so... You're down south, you might get a little bit of snow. K-A-C-H-C-M-Q.
89 and then mobile monitoring.
Yeah, that mobile monitoring. Kilo, Charlie 8. Charlie, Mike, Quebec, John.
Hi, good morning. How's your morning going? The name here is John, Juliet, October, November, and the call sign is Alpha, Bravo 9, November, November, AB9NN. I'm located in Beulah, Michigan, about 7 miles from Lake Michigan on the western edge of northwestern lower Michigan.
Well, okay, this is John also, Juliet, Oscar Hotel, November. And I'm over here in Lewiston, Michigan, between Gaylord and Alpena, on the east side over here. We just got a little bit of snow going through, and it's done. So I ended up getting about 4 inches of snow out there right now. Got to go out and blow all that off before that stuff is going to come in tomorrow. And you guys are going to get it down south. But I want to get out here and get this done just in case I get some more snow tomorrow. Go ahead.
Ah, very good. Yeah, we got maybe about an inch or so, and we're getting just a little bit of a crust on it. We've got a little bit of a fine, fine mist freezing onto the snow surface. So not enough to get the snowblower out yet for today. We're probably going to wait till tomorrow morning to get the snowblower out once we get the rest of the stuff coming through later in the day.
Well, the National Weather already just advised a little while ago that we got freezing rain until I think it's 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock this afternoon. So once that goes through, then the roads ought to be nasty again. They're almost clearing up with this semi and two other vehicles down here in 491. Just north of me. They're almost getting ready to clear 32 up, but that's the only one that I've heard so far.
Very good. Yeah, they don't have the snowplows out on 31 yet, and US 31, that is, and it's wet and slushy, so if the temperatures drop, that's going to be a frozen mess if they don't get to it, so I'm hoping to get to it before it freezes.
Well, ours normally would have already been through a couple times, but they haven't done anything yet. I think they're just waiting for all this stuff to get done. Then they'll go out and start plowing, and then probably drop some sand and stuff for the ice. But I'm up in the rural area anyway, so I don't get too much traffic on here except for logging trucks and stuff like that, and cars, and motorcycles and four-wheelers. So that's about what I get. Other than deer and airplanes, the A-10's flying over. But I've heard them the last couple of days shooting, but I haven't seen them fly over me. K-C-C-M-T.
Ah, oh, very good. Interesting. AB9NN for ID. And, gray skies definitely today. So I'm wondering, are you getting in through Echolink or are you through a linked repeater on RF?
No, I'm on Echolink. I'm only about 5 miles, 6 miles if you go by air, to the mile repeater, the 700, and that's what I'm kicking off there and getting around. So I'm learning this 700's been down for a long, long time, and then Cameron took it over, and then all these other things have come up new to me, all these links and stuff. So it's interesting sitting here just listening and where people are now.
Boy, that's for sure. Yeah, we live in a remote area. We've got about 600 people in our town of Beulah, and probably not too many more in the county. We've got Frankfurt, I guess, is in the county, so that's probably another 500 to 1,000. But, it's pretty sparse, so we tend to not have a lot of repeater traffic, but since they linked it up, they linked it into the linked repeater system, and boy, a lot more traffic now, so that's good to have.
Well, I probably had this thing on since probably about 9 o'clock, and I've only heard three people on here talking, so, and then last night I didn't hear too many other than when they had a net. Don't know what net it was, but I got on to that one just to see, just to throw my call out sign to them. But I guess I got to learn where all these frequencies are, where all these things are, and go from there. But if I travel around, I just take the Echolink because I can connect that way and stay in it. I don't have a mobile in my car.
Very good. Yeah, Echolink is a nice feature. And I'm sitting outside of a Shop and Save grocery store in Benzonia waiting for my wife to do some shopping. She's got to get some grocery items and she's got to get a Christmas card for her. She plays bells for her church, and they're giving the bells director their Christmas present tonight, so she's got to get a card for that. So she's out shopping for all that kind of stuff. Yeah, three people in about 3 hours, that's pretty good traffic. If we got three people in a week in our Beulah repeater before it got linked up, that would be a lot of traffic for us.
Well, a lot of them, they throw their call sign out real quick, so I don't know who they are and what they are, but it seems like when somebody throws a call sign out, that guy answers real quick. So they're back and forth doing that. But, hey, eventually, you know, down the road, you learn who's what, when, and where. And as long as I don't sit here and call my wife on the Echolink, I'll be all right. But, unfortunately, I can't put Echolink on her phone, and I take off and go on mine because we only have one thing here, and what is it, the computer or something. It only allows one connection, so got to figure that one out.
Oh, that's interesting. I've got an Android, I've got Echolink on my phone, and my wife has an iPhone, and she has Echolink on her phone, and seems to work okay, but we go through the Internet and then into a repeater, so I don't know, seems to work okay.
Well, first of all, I got to get her to spin in. the Echolink things and get it going and whatever else that is. But she doesn't talk too much other than when she's sitting here yelling at me that I did something wrong. And I don't remember what I did, but she'll remember it real quick.
Roger, yeah, people tend to have idyllic memories when it comes to remembering things that people have done wrong. Unfortunately, not as good memories than when they think of things that people did right.
Well, after 54 years with her, I'm learning a little bit. But everybody says, well, how in the world can you stay married that long? I said, well, you got to learn one thing and one thing only. Yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am. And your marriage will last forever.
That's probably a pretty good tip, plus opening and closing doors for them and pulling out the chair at the table is always a good thing, too.
Well, the only thing I can't get her to do, well, she only did it once. And we've had it for 3 years now because when we did our 50th wedding anniversary, my health and stuff wouldn't let me get out there and run around on a four-wheeler and walk behind a snow blower to blow the snow. So she went out and bought a nice big green tractor for me and with a snow plow and everything else on it. And it's got heat and all. But she just got to get out and do it because one of these days, I'm not going to be able to get out there and get up and do it, but if she doesn't know how to do, her driveway is going to just get packed. And she said, that's okay. I got my my journey. I'll just turn it on, open up the garage door, and away I go. She said, that four-wheeler will make it all the way through.
I tell you what, my wife's coming out of the store now, so I'm going to have to let you go. Thanks for the conversation. Good to meet you, and hope to catch up with you again. And good luck with your wife, AB9NN Mobile. I'll be clear on your final. Have a great day.
Hi, okay. Well, it's nice talking to you, too. You have a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and we're floating around here on the repeater. Kilo Charlie 8, Charlie Mike, Quebec.
RDV Mobile.
Hey, David. Long time no hear. ADMH Mobile.
Yeah, it's been a little while. The 700's been out for a while, so I just noticed it was back on a week ago or so.
Yeah, I'm glad that we have that one back now. Anyway, I'm here. That's turned off at 31 on the Joyfield Road. I got a, oh shoot, where is this place? There it is. Got a radio service call. I'm actually just about to pull into this place, so. I heard you, so I figured I'd say hello. ADMH Mobile.
Well, good luck on that call, and yeah, about to get to my next destination as well, so I'll say 73 and catch you a little later, and have fun with that. Well, K8RDV.
AC8DG, AC8DG, N8DMH, Mobile on the link. KB8SVJ, N8DMH, Mobile on the 34.
KBYS, Mobile.
KBYS, Mobile. N8DMH, Mobile.
How's it going, Jake? It's Ryan. KBYS.
Oh, slip sliding away.
Yeah, just south of Boyne here. Ready to head back.
I've been focusing on not dying.
Down in Ludington today.
I doubled with you. What'd you say?
When you you were in Ludington, what unit were you coming in on there, down, way down there?
I was going in on the Benzonia machine, just the Benzi machine, 147-34. I was hearing it, so I was trying to let you know that, yeah, the 7-4's got antenna problems, and sometimes it sucks on receive, and sometimes it's okay.
Is it a 4-bay or a 2-bay?
It's an 8, and I haven't looked at the antenna physically, but I've been told that half of it is missing.
Ouch. Alright. Yeah, those are monster long antennas.
Yep. So, I mean, it still seems to get out okay-ish. I mean, it's definitely not as good as it used to be. Wow, Tundra. Where did you get that kind of gumption? Anyway, it does okay, but like I was saying, the receive is sometimes just crap.
I gotcha, yeah. Yeah, the transmit was coming in pretty good, and Gaylord, I was still full scale, so. I didn't know. Like, I didn't have this one programmed in, and I couldn't make the 700. Where did the mile repeater end up going?
It's on the same hill, just a different tower. Actually, a little higher.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I can hear it from my house pretty good, which is, I think it's like 70 miles.
Yeah, I've been pretty impressed with that thing. It cranks now.
Alright, I just heard you in there. I'm going to be turning on 32 here to head to Gaylord. I'm on my way back to Clare, so I just wanted to say howdy. Haven't really talked to anybody. I thought Kyle was going to get on here today, but I don't know. He never did. So, been a little quiet out here. And we're ready to get off the road, man. It's been a long day, so you be safe on your way back. Catch you probably tomorrow. I'll be up here again. K-8-D-Y-S.
Yeah, I'll be a road warrior again tomorrow, too, so we'll probably catch you again. Safe travels. NEMH Mobile M22 southbound.
Long time no hear.
Hey, good evening, Gavin. How you doing? 9KOP Mobile. Good to hear ya. Okay, I had a key up, Gavin. No audio.
Oh, that's odd. Hopefully this one's better. Hey, good to hear from you, too. The 700's been offline for a while, so good to hear it back.
Yeah. There you go. I got you back. I heard you that time. Yeah, it's been off since end of April. Do you notice any difference in signal from your place?
I think I do. I heard somebody talking that the antenna's a little higher now. I haven't fully tested it, but it seems like it might be better from downtown, which was still a little patchy before, but I'll have to take a drive out to some of the places that were a little tougher to get to.
Yeah, I don't think it works that great in Gaylord. It is sort of decent in Gaylord. I don't think it works that great down there or up there. Yeah, it's higher. It's ground elevation's higher and the antenna's higher. It's right around the same location. It's not, it didn't move very far. Just moved the tower about 400 yards east.
Okay, so over onto the other tower there, if I recall right, there's a couple, two or three of them on that same hill.
Yep, there's two of them up there. This one is, I'm on the State Police radio tower now.
I should have the 88 coming up here, getting close. I've just about got all the pieces together. I got to finish building out its trailer and stuff, but it's getting close.
What are you building? I didn't get yet.
I got a repeater going out on Camp 3 Road, so that's right close to Vienna Corners there. And that should cover that really rough area over there pretty well.
Oh, what kind of tower you got it going up on?
The tower is not all that huge. I think it's only 70 foot. But the elevation there is pretty impressive, and I forget what it was right this second. Give me a second, I'll find it.
Is that one of the Barker Creek towers?
Yes, it is.
You got them for internet still?
I use that as my backup internet, so I do technically still have it. So the antenna will be about 1,400 foot above sea.
Okay, that's not bad. I'm 14 or some change at the base of mine, and I'm up a couple hundred feet up. But, okay, very good. You going to link it in, or are you going to just separate it?
I may look into linking it in. Just trying to get it out there before a snowdrift at the moment, but after that initial push, then I might look into linking it in. It's a decent Motorola Solaris 7500, I think is what it was.
Motorola SLR 5700, 50 watt repeater.
5700, yep, dyslexia.
Okay. 50 watt, little jobber, that's a good repeater. Yeah, this is an MGR 3000, is what I'm running here. MGR 3000 with, I've got it rated at 100 watts, transmit power. And I got a PDU so I can monitor it, you know, make sure we got the correct voltage and amperage. And pulling 2 amps on transmit, so on AC, that is. So that's why I'm pretty nervous about that, though.
Yeah, that's where this project got a little fun, is I don't have access to electricity on that particular site, so I set up a whole solar grid and battery bank and all of that. So it'll be running off of 12 volts. But I think I just about got it all together. I'm building out the rack right now. It's in my garage.
So what do they do for power out there? Are they solar as well?
You know, initially I was confused, but it looks like they actually do have power out there, but I think he made that call to avoid the, you know, split power bill, although it's going to be small, but maybe not knowing that. I didn't realize he had power out there at the time, so it is what it is.
Okay. What'd you guys end up getting for snow up there?
I think we got around 4 inches today, so not too bad. I think you guys got it a little worse over there, Mayo direction, if I read the map correctly.
Yeah, we got about 4 inches. Maybe a little bit more in spots, but enough to plow. We've been plowing all day, and I've been pulling people out of the ditch all day. We had a little bit of freezing rain a little bit ago. Boy, that was ice skating.
Yeah, I've yet to plow yet. One of these days I'll get around to it, but got a shiny new truck, so it's getting through just fine so far.
What kind of truck did you end up with?
Just a Silverado 2024 with the off-road package. It does all right.
don't tell me you got the four-cylinder.
Oh, God, no. I test drove a few of those. Those were horrible. No, definitely went for the V8.
Yeah. No, guy that went down, bought a truck, come back, and he's like, I didn't realize it was a four-banger. I'm like, hey, dummy. Looked at it before you bought it.
How did you not notice that? It sounds like you're driving one of those little foreign tuners.
Yeah, that's what I said, but what do you do? Yeah, so 700's up, it's linked in, and it's cellular, but that's all I'm ever going to be able to get now. I mean, we're not going to have microwave up here, so I'm on the fake towers now, so we will have to deal with cellular and call it a day. I'm not going to complain. I'm thankful I got it where I'm at. A lot of kudos to Oscoda County, because without their help, we wouldn't, especially Oscoda County EMS, because without their help, we wouldn't have got it.
No, that's a fantastic deal, because that repeater is, you know, pretty important in terms of there's always somebody getting lost in that area as well with the in the big national forest there. And then also over where I'm putting the other one, there's always somebody getting lost out at Pigeon River there, and you know, cell phones just don't reach back there. So it's good to have the repeaters there.
Yeah, we were just talking today in the group chat there, and like, you know, the one and only dead spot we have in here is the Gaylord, Vienna area. I mean, it's not dead. You can get it with this machine, not the greatest, but that area is, it's Pigeon River, it's a dead area, so. All right, I'm just pulling in the driveway here, Darren, so have a good night. Good talking to you. Long, said, long time no talk to. Stay warm. Be safe, QL. We'll chat with you soon. K8RDZ, N9KOP Mobile.
Yeah, good to hear from you, and we'll be in touch soon, I'm sure. K8RDZ, clear.